Shane, Shane.
Mike. Hey, man.
Hey, dude. How is it going?
Oh, I'm fantastic today. I have a day off. Ooh. On tour. I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Nice.
Lots of things to do. The sun is shining. It's nice, you know? It's nice to be back on tour in cool cities like New York City, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, New York, just beautiful place. The hustle and bustle, the Big Apple.
Yes, that's right. Yes. It's really great. And we played last night in Long Island. Great show, of course. New Yorkers just know how to bring it. And today I get to do a little bit of relaxing and talk to my friend Mike about, you know, music and other things.
Yeah, music and other things.
Yes.
Specifically, some news things.
Oh, yes. Give me the new news, Mike. What's on tap this week?
Oh, I got nothing. There's no news on my end. I haven't seen anything fun or interesting. What about you?
Not that I can think of. Mm-hmm. No, not that I can think of. So yeah, we can just get right to the music. I think that's why people listen to this show anyway. I don't
probably
think they're trying to get more news. I think that their phone, all the different shit they're on, probably provides them with more than enough.
Yeah, probably.
And they don't need us to tell them stuff they usually already know.
Yeah.
But hey.
Stuff like there's a new Silverstein record next week.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't set this up. I mean, Mike just lobbed it over the plate for me. We didn't set that up. No, yeah, next week. Damn. Finally, man. Finally. It's been a long wait for me. We've been working on this thing for a long time. So yeah, I'm stoked, man.
Yep. Crazy how long things are in the pipe for nowadays.
Yes, and it might be our first dishonorable mention.
Oh, you know it will be.
Oh, man.
Let's get into it. Exciting. Let's talk some music from last week.
Let's go. Okay.
Northlane.
All right. Out with it. Northlane, number one record.
This record's incredible.
Wow. Okay. Go first.
Yeah. I absolutely love this record. It's kind of everything that I thought it would be last week, where it really blends what they learned from Alien and just kind of takes it to the next level. It got incredibly imaginative and it's just really well done. I think this record is kind of in an interesting spot. Incredibly imaginative. It just takes everything I love about the band Northlane. It's kind of a longer album and I feel like it's broken up into two parts. We've got like the first half of the record that's kind of the singles and what we expected, and on the back half we got some really, really interesting just leaning further into the electronic elements and really kind of
right
branching out as a band. What do you think?
Well, I respect the band and I respect what they're trying to do with this record, but I think they kind of missed.
Really?
If I'm being honest, I found the record. Obviously, they're venturing more into this world of blending, you know, metalcore, progressive metal, with, you know, I don't know, EDM, techno, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they kind of took the worst elements of each, and the record to me is kind of a little bit lifeless, a little bit repetitive and a little bit boring.
I get that.
And I really like these guys and I think that they've made some incredible music in the past. And I do appreciate that they are trying something different that people aren't doing. I just feel like there are bands. Like, this isn't the first time anyone's tried this.
Mm-hmm, definitely not.
And it won't be the last. And I feel like their take on it just isn't as good as some other bands that have done this. Mm-hmm. And I found, even the first track, you know, it opens with this very interesting, almost happy sounding, like arpeggiated, you know, synth chord. Sounds like a microchord kind of thing. And then it just kind of, it kind of sets the tone for what I find to be sort of a boring record. Hmm. You know, Clarity, Don't Let Me Down. And it's, you know, well, the record sort of let me down. And there's a song later in the record. I think it's called This Is Not a Test. I thought that was a pretty bad song too. And I'm not going to say that there aren't great moments on this record and really, really cool, grooves and some cool textures, because there are some cool sounds, but I think as a whole for me, I was a bit disappointed by this record. And I mean, hey, you know, this is a show about opinions and you love the record and I'm not into it. And I'd be very interested in what some of the listeners think of this record. I think people should absolutely check it out because, hey, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like the first listen, I wasn't really 100% sure what I was hearing, what I was thinking of this. And it took me about like two or three listens to actually really get into it. And now it's kind of the only thing I've been spinning for the most part or the greater part of the week. So,
right.
Who knows? Maybe you'll come back to it in a month and all of a sudden it clicks, right? Who knows?
Maybe. I mean, there are like some really cool things about it. I found even the production, it was a little lackluster. It was a little bit like,
I do agree with that. It didn't feel as, I'm not going to say well mixed, right? Because everything is kind of like right and the levels are right, but it didn't feel as saturated and kind of like one component, right? Like you can pick everything out, which is nice, but it just feels like they were layered on top of each other and there's not a lot of kind of middle ground integration.
Yeah, I found the record didn't sound like big, big and epic. Like I kind of want this record to sound in theory, right? Like when I think of like, okay, you're going to take metal and EDM and mix it together. Okay, it should sound huge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this record I didn't think sounded huge, to be honest. So anyway, I hate to shit on all over this record because I think this band is great and they've done some incredible music and I think they're very talented. But, you know, it's just I thought this record missed for me.
For sure. Next up, let's get into our number two. Let's just go down the list because I think pretty much everything here that we talked about last week, we can kind of discuss as long as we listen to it.
Sure.
Bleed Abide by Body Snatcher. What did you think of this?
I actually didn't get to this record. And I've been hearing people talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I think I need to.
Yeah. Heavy ass beater all the way through. This thing is just an absolute monster. I was talking to some friends and it was the first thing that I listened to. And I'm like, hey, just so you guys know, be careful. I got about halfway through this Body Snatcher record. My house is already leveled. I don't know what's going on with the second half. It's heavy though. It's good. It's kind of exactly what I want and expect from the band.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, there's a lot of hype surrounding this band right now. So, you know, it seems like there's, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So truth. Body Snatcher, if you missed it like me, go back, listen to it.
And I know you listened to this new Ocean Grove record, right?
I didn't.
Oh, dude.
I listened to three records last week.
All right.
Unfortunately, we'll get to them, but I did not listen to Ocean Grove. This is one I know I need to check out too.
Yeah. This Ocean Grove record actually really surprised me. I wasn't expecting to like it as much as I did, but I think the singles painted a decent picture of what the record was, but were by far my three least favorite songs on the record. Everything about this is just fun, light.
I love when that happens.
It's such a cool record. Like
I love when you're like, yeah, these singles are pretty good. And then you listen to the record and you're like, wow, they're the worst songs on this record. This record is really, really, really good.
Yeah. Like overall, I think the entire vibe of the record is just so fun. Like, whatchamacallit? I'm trying to look up the song right now. No, not that one. What is it? It's the like final song, Up in the Air Forever. It's just so fun. And like same with the intro track, Flava. Like
cool.
They really set a cool tone for this record and overall it's just a blast.
Cool. No, I don't know how I slept on that one. I knew there was, I was like, there's something else I really need to listen to this week. And I slept on it and I know that this band is like really doing some cool different stuff. So yes. Next week we will talk about them probably again.
For sure. So you did listen to Donovan, right?
I listened to Donovan. Okay. I listened to this record a few times. It came on. I listened to it, and then it came on, and some of the singles played again. And I was like, you know what? I need to hear this record again. And man, what an emotional record.
I agree.
So personal. It's almost like, at times it's almost uncomfortable reading. It's almost like reading a diary of somebody that you're not supposed to be reading.
It really is.
It's so intense, but I got to hand it to him, man, for making a record and putting himself out there. But, I mean, this is just a masterclass in blending all these different instruments and elements. But in a way where the record is super cohesive, even if a song has, you know, one song has a very simple you know, maybe just like an acoustic guitar and a vocal, but it still seems to feel like a cohesive record all the way through, even when other songs have like piano and drums and like, yep. you know, electronic elements and stuff. It's really well put together. And I don't want to say like this is one of my albums of the year so far, but I think it might be.
Yeah, I'm in the same camp. I think just from the perspective of how vulnerable this record is and how much I kind of related to it, I feel in the same way. I think this is one of my kind of sleeper album of the year contenders where
yeah,
it's not instrumentally crazy or anything just off the wall that was or that I didn't expect, but like there's just so much here and it's just really, really well done and overlaid. And I love how this record feels less like kind of a compilation of songs, but it's really telling a story of personal growth mm-hmm. throughout the entire thing. And I think that that's something that we've had inklings of on Nova Charisma, Hail the Sun, stuff like that. But this just goes full bore into it. And it's just so wonderful.
The other thing I want to point out, and for people, we didn't really say what we're talking about. You said Donovan, but this is the new record from Donovan Malero of Hail the Sun and others. And, you know, obviously Donovan gets a lot of credit for being, you know, a really great vocalist with an extremely wide range, mm-hmm. A really, really good drummer, a technical musician. But when you start to put it into these terms of, you know, a stripped down personal record, you really start to notice what a great lyricist he is too. Mm-hmm. And there's some lyrics on this thing too that I have to stop the tape, man, and be like, think about it.
Yep.
Because I'm like, did he just say that in such simple terms? But like, you know, not cliche, like just in a way, it's like, mm-hmm. wow, like how did he just explain so much in just a few succinct words? And I was really, really, really impressed by that side of this album as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuance in the lyricism, but there's also not. It's very cool how he kind of worded things and dances along it. But when you kind of strip it back and just look at the lyricism, it's all very, very clear exactly what he's trying to go through and say his message, right?
100%. Exactly. No, this record is awesome. I encourage people to listen to it. And Donovan, one of the best dudes out there too. He's an absolute sweetheart.
For sure. So I'm going to try and take a guess of what the other record you'd listen to, because we got two left, and I'm going to say it was Bowling for Soup.
It was not Bowling for Soup. I think I had a little bit too much of a busy, chaotic week. I mm-hmm. needed, I should have listened to Bowling for Soup for a little like comedic relief, but yeah. I did not. How is the record?
I was pleasantly surprised. I listened to this probably two or three times. It's just exactly what you need, right? From a Bowling for Soup record. It just kind of comes into your life and you're like, wow, this is just a great time. And that's exactly what it was.
Perfect. I mean, that's what you want. You exactly. know, you're not trying to get, it's not like Donovan Malero. You're not trying to like,
I'm not trying, you know,
find
I'm not
emotional
trying to
meaning
feel
in your
sad.
Own
I'm
life.
Trying to feel happy.
Yeah. Exactly. No, the last record that I listened to was the new Undeath record.
Yep.
And I gotta say, man, this record, and if you think I'm wrong, that's fine, but I don't. This record is just The Bleeding Part 2 by Cannibal Corpse.
Yep.
Like, the first song 100% could be Cannibal Corpse, The Bleeding, that album, B-side. Like, it, and not even B-side, A-side, because it's like probably better than half the songs on that record. But it's literally the band is that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how else to describe them. It's like Chris Barnes era Cannibal Corpse, you know, from around 1994. Mm-hmm. that is the band.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got from it. It's just pure classic death metal, no frills attached. They just got together, made an album. It's heavy, it's brutal. Here we go. Come push pit to it live.
Yeah, and I love that it's like there's just moments where like not everything is perfect. Mm-hmm. Like you know, not every drum is fucking quantized to a grid, and not every you know, like guitar or bass riff is like perfect, and you know, these days, so many of these of you know, metal records and djent records and stuff, they're like, they're almost played note by note. Mm-hmm. Like every guitar note is punched in one by one. And I know people are probably thinking I'm like exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. Like literally that is how they record some of the stuff to get it to sound so clean. And you can tell this band went into a studio. Like, I don't know if they recorded it to tape or something like that, mm-hmm. or ADAT or whatever. It almost sounds like it could be, but it's really throwbacky and it's really cool. And since The Bleeding is my favorite Cannibal Corpse record, I'm all about it.
Yeah. It really does sound like they just had all the songs written, went in, recorded it, and mixed and mastered it in a week. Which is sometimes when you're doing death metal and stuff like this, the right way to do it. Just capture everything as quick and accurately as possible and let it rip. It's a great album.
Yep. No, and I bet this band is so awesome live too.
Oh yeah.
Like I would love to see them live.
Ready to get into some new?
The new. I'm ready for the new, Mike. Let's go. How many we got this week?
We got 6 this week, but I think we're going to go through it pretty quickly.
Okay, let's go. Number 6.
Number 6, we've got the new album coming out of Berlin, Germany's heavyweights, Rammstein, Ziet.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know a lot about this record. I've really heard very little hype. They released a record last year to also kind of mixed reviews. People just generally happy the band is back again. And I kind of feel this is going to be the same way. The singles sound like Rammstein, and I really don't expect anything other than Rammstein sounding music, right?
Yeah, and I think that they're kind of in the camp of like, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
This is what we do. This is what we've done for like, I don't know, 30 years or whatever, and maybe longer. I have no idea. And you know, this band, everybody knows it's all about their live show. What crazy production they can put together. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what they do. And of course, probably some like really weird sex stuff, but yeah. You know, that's what the band is. And I think the one single sort of surprised me, cause it was like a really like kind of slow ballady song, mm-hmm. which obviously it's German. It's a little hard to understand what is going on.
Yeah. I mean, they've had songs like that in the past too, though. So,
Oh, for sure. And then the other one is like very classic, like, 4 on the floor, you know,
yep.
Banger, Rammstein. So I have tickets for a Rammstein show this summer. Sadly, we're going to be on tour at the same time. I bought the tickets like 2 years ago. Oof. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to see Rammstein this summer. I'm very upset.
Well, there'll be another time, I'm sure.
Yes, unfortunately, my life is very much Silverstein and not very much Rammstein at the moment. But
God damn it.
I won't get too mad about that.
Oh, all right. You ready for number 5?
Number 5.
We've got some technical death metal coming out of Oklahoma City. This is a new-to-me band called Discordia with their new record, Triptych. At least I think that's how you pronounce it. It's Triptych. It's weird.
I think so.
Triptych, cool.
Yeah.
This stuff's nasty.
Yeah. I listened to this as well, and it almost reminded me a little bit of the Undeath record we were just talking about.
Yep. A little more technical.
Exactly. A little more technical, a little more, maybe, no offense to Undeath, a little more original, maybe. Mm-hmm. Pushing the boundaries a little bit more of modern death metal. However, still with that very organic, kind of raw mm-hmm. production.
Some atmospheric elements tossed in that are really, sure. really cool.
For sure. And this is a really small band, right? Are they unsigned?
They are on Transcending Obscurity Records.
Okay, cool. No, this is good stuff and a good little find, a band that I definitely did not know about.
Yeah, I found them through the label because the album art is absolutely beautiful. So I pre-ordered it, one of those random, I have no idea who this band is. I'm just going to trust the label and let it rip.
I love that you do that.
Turns out to be an absolutely awesome band. So make sure you check this out if you're a fan of like any kind of tech death. This band's got 180 monthly listeners. This extreme rookie card from us.
There you go.
Tons of fun.
You get those. You know, we love for people to get their rookie cards here on the show. So pick it up. All right. Number 4.
Number 4. The only reason that this is not number 1 is because it's an EP, but we have the new EP Chronicles 2 Heaven from Melbourne's own Void of Vision. This is what I think to be one of the most underrated metalcore bands in the world right now. And I think that both of these singles are absolutely incredible and everybody needs to be listening to this band.
I agree. This band is awesome. And they kind of bring a little bit of the technical, the techno EDM elements into their music as well. Mm-hmm. This is almost maybe, they might be influenced by Northlane too, being from Australia. Oh, for sure. This is almost like what I would want from Northlane more so than their new record. I think this band has that like epic, big sound in these two singles. And yeah, it's a band that I haven't known about for very long, but probably the first thing I'm going to listen to on Friday, because I think this is just really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
And really just really, really good songs too.
Yeah, I honestly, this is a weird band for me that I wasn't really kind of on board with. I know that they put out their last record, Hyper Days, in 2019. They put out Chronicles 1 last year. But I really wasn't sold on this band until I heard their Hyper Days Redux, which was an entirely like remixed record with adding different features. Like they added Lucas from Holding Absence to a song. They added Garrett Russell. Mm. They added Kadeem France to a song. Like, and all of a sudden that record just kind of like clicked for me, and I love the original now, and I'm just fully on board with this band. I think that they're incredible. It's super cool and like very similar to a lot of those bands of those artists. I think if you like Thornhill, if you like Love is Noise, if you like Immanence, this is just going to kind of be right up your alley and in that line with really strong lyricism and fun instrumentals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's move on to number three.
Number three, we've got Pensacola, Florida's own post-hardcore band, Vagrants, with their new record, Be Consumed. Did you check out these singles?
I did. Never heard of this band either.
Mm-hmm. They're on Equal Vision.
Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Oh, really cool. Pensacola, not known for, you know, much of a scene. Place I've spent a lot of days off. But no, this is also really, really cool. Mm-hmm. This band has kind of an interesting sound. It's sort of hard to
almost reminds me explain. A bit of like a Static Dress or an Empty, where it's
yeah,
kind of a on little the fringe bit like of that. Alternative with some punk and some old school emo. It's
yeah, exactly. Like I might just say, okay, it's post-hardcore, but mm-hmm. that doesn't really explain it. No. They have a little bit of some elements too of like a little bit of electronics in there too.
Yep.
You know, but again, like there's a little bit of rawness here, which I really appreciate. And I think that this band is another rookie card definitely to pick up.
Oh, for
sure. This is really, really good.
Yeah, I think they lean on their strengths really well with solid, strong writing and great hooks, and just make some really fun songs that get stuck in your head. I mean, what more do you want?
Yeah, 100%. I don't know much about this band. This is a full-length record?
Yeah, full-length. So
full-length record coming out on Equal Vision. I mean, a label that really doesn't miss too often either.
No.
Especially when they're going for, you know, this kind of music.
Yep.
If they put out some absolute, you know, classic records. So it's exciting.
Much like Sharptone, they've got a great eye for young and upcoming talent. So yeah, I'm really excited to hear this full length.
100%. All right, we're already at number two.
Number two. It's been a while since we've talked about a band from my city. Good old Detroit, Michigan. Probably one of the heavier bands that we've got, akin to My Own Will. But we've got the new record, Coitus, by And Hell Followed With. This stuff is just stupid heavy, and that's all that it needs to be, and that's all that I want from it.
Yeah, it is stupid heavy. This is definitely not the Undeath school of thought. This is like very modern production, very technical, very loud, very fast, very, very heavy, and a lot of features on this, mm-hmm. which was cool. A lot of names, guest vocalists, and you know, sometimes with this kind of music, it's hard to tell when like, oh, there he is. But there's a lot of singles released from this, and they're all very, very heavy. And mm-hmm. Year of Deathcore, baby.
Year of Deathcore, baby. Some of the features that really stood out, Kyle Medina, I really liked his feature, as well as Kyle Anderson. Both of those just absolutely great. Great dudes too. This record's just...
Yes.
I'm so excited for it. I think it's going to be one of the best records to come out of my state this year, which is always fun and exciting.
Yeah, 100%. If you like deathcore, and you probably don't like it as much as Mike, but you might like it close to much as much as Mike, then yeah, check out this record. And Hell, what is it again?
And Hell Followed With.
Followed With. That's right. That's right.
Pretty cool band name. Cool imagery too. Like, I like the album art. It's fun.
Yeah, I dig it too. I dig it too. All right. Well, we're going to get into the number one album of the week right after these important messages. We're back. Hi. Hi, hi, hi.
Hello.
Did you like those important messages?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You don't have to.
Most people don't like ads.
Some people, well, you know, they're getting more and more targeted. Soon you're going to be like, wow, this is just product is just right for me. And you're going to buy every ad you ever get heard to.
Perfect.
Yes. All right. We're going to get into this number one release of the week. Mike, I am very ready for it.
So we've got the week of Australian bands with half of our bands being Australian.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new up and coming band from Perth. I can't really even say they're new and up and coming. They've been around for 10 years, but they took a bit of a break. It's Savior, spelled the old English way, S-A-V-I-O-U-R.
Of course.
With their new record, Shine and Fade. This is, I say metalcore, but very similar to Vagrants. That's barely a way to kind of describe them.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of kind of the really emotional sad boy metalcore bands like Imminence, Noia, Casey, Prideland, stuff like that, I think that this is absolutely right up your alley. Some of this lyricism is just gut-wrenching, and some of these riffs are equally so.
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's a bit of element of hardcore with some of the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I find it kind of a little bit beat-downy moments here, but then there is like, yeah, that emotional melody, you know, kind of in the background that you hear that sort of just gives the lyricism and, you know, the songs just a little bit more weight, you know, emotionally. I was wondering if this was like the same band that I remember from like 10 years ago, because
it is.
And that's cool that they're back and they're making a splash again. And there's some really cool kind of singing and screaming elements too in this band that I find out. I really like that texture too, which sometimes you don't always get that with
kind of back and forth the dichotomy too.
Yes, exactly. You don't always get that with this in this style in this genre. So I really appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I definitely did notice that. I made a note of it too, where they have a lot of bands they like to do. You either get clean vocals or screen vocals, or you get layered. And that layered is always very consistent in how it's kind of mixed in. But this band really played a lot with different degrees of layering, where at points, like the screen vocals are louder and the cleans are lower. And sometimes you can barely hear the screams over the cleans and stuff like that. And it's just a really, really diverse spectrum of how they actually kind of tailored the vocals to the moments that are happening instrumentally, as well as the lyricism that's going on. I'm really, really impressed by it.
Yeah, this is great. And Savior with a U. If you're asleep on this band, sleep no longer. Go listen to the new album from Savior. Well, that's our list.
Yeah.
That was pretty quick, Mike.
You want to do a quick recap?
Yeah, let's do a quick recap. Number six.
Number six, we've got the new record, Zeit by Rammstein.
Number five.
Number five, we've got the new record, Triptych by Discordia.
Number four.
Number four, we've got the new EP, Chronicles 2, Heaven by Void of Vision.
Very good stuff. Number three.
We've got the new record, Be Consumed by Vagrants.
Number two. We've
got the new record, Coitus by And Hell Followed With.
And number one is...
the new record, Shine and Fade by Savior.
There you go. That's our list. Make sure you check out these records. There's some good stuff in there. And I'm sure we have some honorable mentions.
Of course. I've got two records for the honorable mentions this week. There's a new record from Future. So I know he's kind of a big deal. So if you're into that, make sure you check that out. I'm sure you've already heard of it. And there's also a new record,
of course,
from Watain.
Ooh, if you like Satan, check out Watain. Yeah,
some kind of interesting things there. This band's obviously just been followed with controversy their entire career for a menagerie of reasons. So if you're into that band, make sure you check it out. If not, I don't know, do some research, figure out if you want to listen to them on your own.
Yeah. No, I don't think I know too much about their controversy. I just know a person that toured with them for a while.
Yep.
And had to sit in their van as the stench of death permeated through the van because they would literally bathe in like pig's blood and stuff. Yep. And like not wash their clothes and like pick up roadkill off the side of the road and like put in the van and like, yep. Yeah, really gnarly stuff. So yeah.
Early years, definitely they seem to live on stage animal sacrifices, stuff like that.
Oh boy.
Generally not great.
Don't know if I can get into that. Yeah. Don't know if I can really get behind that, but yeah. Okay.
They're okay. Definitely much better and more modern now. I will confirm, but, to each their own.
Okay. All right. That's two albums. We're going to get into some singles.
Oh, of course. We got new Don Broco.
Oof. Already.
New single, Fingernails, T-Rex, all grown up on the album art. I don't know what's happening with this, if it's a deluxe version or what's going on. I'm still hoping for the live album to come out in full. But the song rips. It's an absolute banger. I think it's on par with everything else released on Amazing Things. And Don Broco just don't miss.
I know you love this band. I know you love them.
So much. We've got, I don't know if how I want to talk about this. We'll say Dishonorable single.
Okay.
There's a new single from Amorosa. Treat that as you will.
Oh, okay. Right.
Just going to tell the news, right?
There's some controversy with their vocalist.
Yeah.
He's still in the band, I guess?
Yep. Band's a two-piece now as well. They leaned more heavily into dream pop akin to their last album and less heavily into good songwriting as well. It's not a great song. So.
Okay.
And talking about leaning into extremely great songwriting, we've got a new single from Gwar. I absolutely love Gwar. I think Gwar is one of the most underrated metal bands of all time. I think a lot of people know them just because of their live show and they're like, oh yeah, I'll go see Gwar just because of the show. These guys actually pump out some really good music with some really cool themes. And I know it's kind of jokey and, overdone to the point of, like,
sure,
absolutely being off the wall crazy, but when you kind of peel it back, there's some really cool themes in there, and I think this band's a great kind of totem in the metal scene.
I got a chance to go to the Gwar Bar in Richmond last week.
I saw that. How was that?
Oh, it's awesome. it's great. Yeah, for people that don't know, in Richmond, Virginia, there is a bar that Gwar owns called Gwar Bar, and they have very nice decor in there. Which you would expect from Gwar.
Gwar-esque.
And some great food. They got a lot of vegan options and lots of cold beer and other things. And it's a good vibe in there.
Awesome.
What's this song called? They usually have pretty funny song titles.
I don't remember what it's called. Give me one second. I'll pull it up. Let me see. Where did it go? It's called Motherfucking Liar.
Motherfucking Liar. Yes, there we go. Right on point. Right. Perfect. On point. I figured it would be something like that. Yes. Yep. there you go.
Quick, good. No,
love Gwar. Love Gwar.
They announced their album a couple months ago. I pre-ordered it before even hearing a song because this is the first single. I just know Gwar is always going to be amazing. Next up, cool metalcore band Until I Wake, putting out a new single. This is the first one from their debut EP. So make sure you check that out.
Okay.
Our good friends, the Seafloor Cinema, are putting out two new singles.
Sweet. That was a very, very good release last year.
Yep.
Very good release.
The album artwork for these singles is kind of a parody of the Guitar Hero video game artwork, which I think is really cool.
Okay.
I love it.
Sure.
If you're into it, there's a new Nothing More single. Those guys are not for me, but I respect them and I think they are super talented and they're a fun live band with all the kind of mechanisms and everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a new single from Betraying the Martyrs. They've obviously got a new vocalist. This is their second single with him and I forget his name. My apologies. But the first one I really, really liked. The band kind of stepped away from melodic metalcore and more into kind of a prog universe.
Okay.
And I really think that's a good look for the band. On first listen. So I'm really excited for this.
All right.
Next up, the Oklahoma Kid has a new single. I really like this band. I think they're kind of chaotic and kind of just a good time. So make sure you check them out. I think they've got an album coming up, so we'll probably talk about it a little more in detail in a couple weeks.
Sure.
This one I'm really excited for because we haven't heard new music from these guys in quite a while. We're getting a new single from Tiny Moving Parts.
Oh, yeah. This band's awesome.
They're so good. I love them.
Really, really, really good. Really, really good band. Obviously, they have a real cult following.
Yep.
People that like this band like them a lot. I don't know why they're not bigger.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like, they're making music that's like, no one else is really doing what they're doing. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. Probably the band I've seen in the most strange venues, comparatively, just around Detroit. Like, they always play weird spots, like art spaces. I've seen them at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, which is just a strange venue.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool, but like, they just always go to strange places. Love this band, though.
They're a cool band. Really cool band.
Yep. Next up, we're getting a new single from Distant, Year of Deathcore Baby. I don't know how this band keeps churning out music so quickly, but they haven't failed me yet. So as long as it's still a banger, I'm cool with it. One of my favorite up-and-coming bands has released the third single off their just-announced record. This band's called Mood Ring. They are kind of what I think is the best new metalcore, that's NU metalcore, band out there right now.
Okay.
But rather than just kind of focusing on the goofy parts of new metal and things like that, they're using it more as a backdrop and incorporating the kind of grimy riffs and such, while still maintaining a really, really emotional vocal presence and great lyricism.
Sweet.
It's almost like if you put Immanence over Limp Bizkit.
Well, that's cool because that's definitely something that tends to be a little bit missing in that genre. So I could get into that.
Next up, another heavy band. There's a new single from Malevolence. Make sure you check that out. Be an absolute ass beater. Always is.
Yep.
And Fallujah, new single. Very excited for this. They've announced their new album. They have a new vocalist and bass player. This song absolutely rips. And I think, I don't know what happened with their previous vocalist, why he left the band or why he was told to leave the band or whatever happened. But this is a really good look for the band. I think they've been kind of on the cusp of breaking out into the modern death metal kind of forefront for a long time. And I think this is going to be the record to do it. This sound is just massive.
Okay. Okay.
Another new single from Defamed, another heavy band. So make sure you check that out if you're into kind of like the beatdown hardcore, deathcore kind of style. One of my upcoming favorite kind of progressive metal bands that also takes some influences from black metal and such, Astronoid. It's like Paranoid, but with Astro in front of it instead.
Astronoid. Okay.
Yeah. They're a really cool band, just super dynamic, vibey. The exact kind of music you want to listen to floating in one of those chambers that has no sound or like sight. You know what I mean? Like those.
Yes.
Sensory deprivation chamber. Exactly.
That's right.
That with just some Astronoid, you'd vibe.
Okay. Well, that's a good description. That makes me want to check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool. Next up, Villain of the Story, new single. Make sure you check that out. Those guys are super solid post-hardcore metalcore. If you like sound, or if you miss what 2010 sounded like, these guys are right up your alley.
Okay, right on.
Well, there's a new Hailstorm single. Make sure you check that out.
Those guys, love Hailstorm. Love Hailstorm.
Definitely not for me, listening on record, but I love seeing them live. I think Lizzie Hale is just super, super talented.
Oh, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, all those guys are just great performers. Next up.
Yeah, her brother plays drums and he's like
he's an
absolute monster on the kit. Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, I had to take a drink of water right there and thought you were going to talk a little bit longer.
It's good. It's good. No, definitely. Drink that water, Mike.
Next up, there's a new track from Profiler. I really like these guys. If you're a fan of the kind of like Darko US 10-5-6 Knocked Loose kind of stuff, this is right up your vibe.
Cool. Profiler. Okay.
Of Virtue has signed to a Rising Empire and released a new single. I really like these guys. They're kind of just some fun modern metalcore that doesn't miss, right? It's not going to surprise you with anything crazy, but it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, 100%.
And the last single that I want to talk about is the new single from In Her Own Words. They've got an album coming up. I love this pop punk band. I think that they're absolutely killing it. Make sure you check that out.
Okay.
We've got one more thing to talk about.
Oh, well, you always save the best for last, so I get excited for this part.
I do.
It's like maybe this is maybe the most excited I get the whole show right now.
So I've got a credo that I will not put re-recorded, remastered, deluxe edition, whatever kind of albums on my end of the year list. And this is the first time I am actively sad about having done that. Because Reflections has completely re-recorded and remastered their first record, The Fantasy Effect. And I listened to it this morning because it came out. And it is honestly something I enjoy more than 95, 98% of everything else that has come out this year. It's my favorite album of theirs, and they've just made it that much better. It sounds incredible.
Cool.
This was when the band was kind of still in their djent phase, as they are today, but less in the deathcore and more in the kind of progressive metalcore realm. I think this is one of the most underrated records of the last 10 years. And I'm super, super happy that they decided to do this. It just sounds so good. I'm actually going to put it on and listen to it right once we're done talking again. It's just incredible. I cannot talk enough about this band.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. I mean, you know, I feel like in the modern era, bands are a little more open to doing this kind of stuff.
I agree.
You know, this seemed like back, like, you know, even just 5-10 years ago, nobody would do this. They would be like, oh, it's our first record, whatever. We're moving on from it. You know, we don't like it. We don't play the songs anymore or whatever.
Yep.
Whereas like my approach, and Silverstein has done some of this before, it's like, well, we made our first record and obviously like it wasn't complete garbage because we, you know, we got signed off of it and people bought it and listened to it. And, and you know, how bad could it be if it was the stepping stone, the first of many stepping stones?
It's got good guts.
Yeah, it's got good guts. So the problem with a lot of times with those records is that bands don't really know how to make a record because they haven't made one before. Mm-hmm. They don't have a budget. They're working with a producer that maybe just is, you know.
They mastered this themselves with a free program originally that came with like their Mac. Like,
yeah,
this first record,
well,
like
you
listen to the original version, you're like, man, this sounds horrible, but everything is so good.
Right. Well, there you go, right? So it's really cool that they did this approach, and I think it's great. It's fan serving.
Yep.
As Mike's case in point. And we're talking about it because I think it's really a really, really cool thing for bands to do, to spend a little time and you know, re-dive into this stuff. And of course, if you know, people don't like it or they think it's too clean or whatever, then it's not like they're deleting the old one.
Exactly.
So, you know, you can listen to that one if you want.
And somehow they've gone through and they were able to add like 8 minutes to the album as well, through kind of like ambient kind of, you know, like additions, like, what am I talking about? Like
interesting.
Transitions and just generally cool stuff that they weren't able to do back in the day. So it's definitely not the same record that it was. There's just a lot on here. There's a new song as well. It's overall just absolutely amazing. And I think a lot of bands are more open to doing this too, because why this is kind of happening is that they're getting released on vinyl for the first time as well. You're hearing this on Friday, so probably all of it's gone. I'm really sorry, but it's on Silverback Gorilla Records. Very limited run of like 500 pieces. But with all these kind of like smaller labels that are starting to do this, and I think a lot more bands are like, hey, we want to put all this old music on vinyl, and we've got to remaster it for vinyl anyway, so we might as well just redo the whole thing. And I think it's absolutely incredible.
Super, super incredible. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I'm really happy they're doing that.
Yep. I love this band though. 10 out of 10.
All right. There you go. Well, that's our honorable mentions. Many, many there. A great top six. And some records from last week that I still need to check out, so maybe you do too. Don't sleep on some of those. And Mike, thanks again for putting this all together.
As always, baby.